got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Friday, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you just got to do something this morning. You were trying to watch and you were watching, but then you got to go. You can podcast the show. And you can listen to it on your phone while you're doing whatever it is you're doing. And then you podcast or you watch it again. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Friday, laid back day. It's kind of get it off your chest day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The key source of the world's oil supply choked off by Iran. Oil prices are up more than 40% since the start of the war.
Now is the time to panic.
Families feeling the most shock in this are the more than 30 million American households living paycheck to paycheck.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I just snuck in this hotel for some free breakfast, and that's the best thing I done did. I'm going to sit right here on this bench and enjoy it. And I'm going to go back for seconds. Period.
That is not what I meant.
She and her husband had been saving up for a family spring break road trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. But now,
we canceled it.
What is this like for you?
I'm depressed.
Gas prices are, well, high. I mean, we could just, like, build a drama house. It's not really that far.
That's right. What a mess. A spiritual battle. It's a mess. I reflected again, because I do talk to a lot of people, and I realized there are people who are starting to find the true way of life. But I realize that most people, 99.9%, not all, but 99.9% of the people will never find the right way of living. They will never find the other way of living, the way which is called the kingdom of heaven within. They will always live from the world, in it, of it, and from it. And only a handful, a few, around the world, a few, who will truly find it and know it for themselves and live from it. And so the suffering that you're seeing in the outer world is really in you. It's coming from you, your world. What you put out is what you get back. It's just the way it is. No way around it. You put out anger, that's all you're going to ever get back is anger. That was in you. That's your nature. And you love it. You love being angry. And you love making other people angry so that they can be angry at you. And it's a thrill. You can have fear. You can put out doubt, worry, jealousy, revenge, envy, strife. That's what's coming out of you. And that's exactly what you're getting back. I challenge you. I really, really do challenge you to find one, maybe two human beings who has true love, who is of love, has love, and is love. You're not going to find it. You can look up and down the earth, and you're not going to find it. And if you found it, you're not going to recognize it. You'll think it's what you are. There is another world, another reality, and it is within you. And be careful because your mind, as I'm speaking about it right now, the thought will make you think you have it or makes you think you will never have it, that you can never get it. Both are lies. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. I want you to know when you project or put out fear, that's what's in you. It's in you. That's why you're putting it out there and you're creating your own world. And you're inflicting it on everyone else. And then when you feel the pain, you blame others. But it's in you. It's totally in you. You create your own world. And your world is miserable. You have no peace. Of all the people I've had discussion with on the fallenstate.tv, on the JesseLeePeterson.com show, counseling, just meeting on the road, you can't find anyone to have perfect peace. They believe that, oh, no, you can't have it here on earth. Oh, no, no one has perfect peace. I'm a human. I can't have perfect peace, they say. There's a belief that is their world. And they do not know, nor do they believe it's possible to have perfect peace right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die or anything. You can have it now. Matter of fact, I will not risk waiting until you die to get it, because the way you drop your body is the way you're going to end up. Only a handful of people, one handful, have perfect peace. I can't even find preachers and so-called teachers and pastors that have perfect peace. They don't believe it's possible. Catholic priests and others. What a sad way to live, huh? So you have decided that you're going to live your whole life in misery. You made that decision, and you love it, and you're holding on to it, and they're like animals, vicious, nasty, wild animals. You hunt down human beings to impose on them what's inside of you, your misery. You really do. Your own misery. The evil in this world, which is inside of human beings, goes way beyond what I can express. Really. And you would know the depths of evil when you start to truly see it and admit it. That is in you, then you will understand the whole world. But most people will not admit that it's in them. They live like wild animals to walk the earth to see who they can destroy for a thrill. And you see it in your own parents. Especially your mother. Your mother hates you. Your mother does not love you at all. Zero. The love of a mother is not special. It's a kind of love that will kill you. The love of your brother, your sister, your cousin, your nephews, your nieces, your friends, your workers, whomever, it's not real. They will kill you, and they only wish you the worst. They don't wish you well. And they don't want you to succeed in life. They don't want you to find the other way of living. And they will do everything they can do to stop you. Because they're evil. And they're getting back what they put out. What a sad way to live. The things that I have been fortunate enough to hear what others are doing to others, what and what has happened to them and is happening to them, and a whole lot of time by their own family members, is nothing but evil. There is no love. Human beings, and you can bank on it, do not have love at all. Zero love. And the unfortunate thing about it, and the very, 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 very unfortunate thing about it, the very, very unfortunate thing about it is that if you want to live, enter in, and live in the other world, there is another world, for sure and without a doubt. All you have to do is be of love. That's all it takes. And the one thing that it takes to be into the other world, you refuse to do it. You refuse to love what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nobody else or nothing else, and love God. I mean, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. You are refusing to do the very simple thing that gives life. Isn't that amazing? And you're always talking about, oh, salvation and want to be born again and all that mess when it's already at hand. It's already done. It's already completed. But you don't want it because you refuse to love. You refuse to love your enemy. You refuse to love. You refuse to even love yourself. 99.999% of human beings do not love themselves. Not all, but most do not love themselves. Look how you treat you. What a sad way to live, huh? And if so, this is hell on earth, but it coming through human beings. Wars, rumors of wars, fear, jealousy, doubt, lying, stealing, and killing, gossiping, revenge, jealousy. It's everywhere. But it's inside of human beings. You create your own world. You create your own reality. And you love what you have. You love it. Because if you didn't, you would let it go. Just that simple. If you didn't love what you have and what you are and the way you are, you would let it go. But you're like, who will I be if I don't be this revengeful, jealous person? Who will I be if I don't feel thoughts and emotions? Emotions are normal, you say. The good ones and the bad, you say, are normal. No such thing as good emotion, by the way. But you call it normal, and you hang on to it with every word. What a mess. And it's happening around the world in every area of life. You won't let the teacher within teach you. You reject the teacher within. You totally reject him. You won't let him. You don't even trust the teacher within. Even with some of the religious people who have heard about the teacher within, oh, they heard about it, and then they start talking about it, but they do not trust the teacher within at all. It's up to you. What world do you want to live in? Which world do you want to continue to live in? The one that you're in, or find the real love? And everybody look for somebody to hate, to hurt, to fight with. Every human being is crazy. You're created in the image of God, and there's no sign of it within you. Your image is that of evil. There's only one image in you. It's evil. You only let the other image come out. It's up to you, though. You know that the great white hope, Donald Trump, is, according to a report, is trying to help bring peace on earth. I don't know if I ever see one human being who worked desperately for peace, and not just in his own country, but around the world. And the impact that he's having, that's working through him, is mind-blowing. On yesterday, according to PBS, Japanese Prime Minister moved to reaffirm her alliance with President Trump. This happened on Thursday, yesterday. Trump complained that Japanese were slow to join his effort to protect the oil there. Strait of something. Hormuz. Amazing. And as a result, now the prime minister is on board. There were other countries that were at first, oh, we don't want to be a part of this. We're not going to get involved. And the president is like, oh, okay, don't be trying to get involved when it's over. And now all of a sudden they're on board. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. The world obeys the great white hope. Some people call him king. Some people call him that. And they even hold rallies around celebrating the king. Some people call him Daddy. They say Daddy is home. I call him the Great White Hope. NBC News reporter. A reporter asked President Trump why the U.S. did not share its Iran war plan with Japan. And he's like, what the? Why would I do that? There is an element of surprise. Watch this from NBC News.
Japan and the U.S. are very good friends. But one question, why didn't you tell U.S. allies in Europe and Asia, like Japan, about the war before attacking Iran? So we are very confused about we Japanese citizens.
Well, one thing, you don't want to signal too much. You know, when we go in, we went in very hard, and we didn't tell anybody about it because we wanted surprise. Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right? You know, he's asking me, do you believe in surprise? I think much more so than us. And we had to surprise him, and we did. And because of that surprise, we knocked out, the first 2 days, we probably knocked out 50% of what we, and much more than we anticipated doing. So if I go and tell everybody about it, there's no longer a surprise, right?
Amazing. It's amazing Japan got a female president. But, and the one thing I respect about the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, is that he is himself no matter whom or who or whom he's talking to. He's just Donald Trump sitting there talking to him. He doesn't care about a title, male or female. He just says what he has to say. He appears to be himself at all times. I don't know. He hasn't said it to me. But at least there's one man on the planet who appears to have discovered the other reality, the real reality within. It appears. And that is hard to find. You do. Every human being has an opportunity to live from within. If you're not truly living from within, you're living from without, and your whole world is without. And I promise you, you're suffering. You're suffering. You cry at night. You're scared. You're nervous. You worry. You believe that thoughts are real. You believe it, and they control you. And you do not know that it's just a thought, your imagination. You don't know that. Some people even say, oh, I know about it. I heard it. But you just heard about it, and you repeat it. Like the Bible thumpers repeat the scriptures. All they're doing is repeating scriptures. They have no idea of understanding at all. They don't even know what understanding means. But you can be free. I want you to know you can be free. And if I do what you want, really, you live in your misery or you live in peace. It's up to you. I would recommend you thanking President Trump. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, the Great White Hope. Thank you. You should be thanking him. But no, like when you're all in your own world, you're miserable and you're angry and you're jealous. Bonnie is a first-time caller out of Missouri. Bonnie, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Bonnie.
Greetings. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bonnie. My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
My yes.
Bonnie lies over the sea. How you doing, Bonnie?
I'm well. How are you, Jesse?
All is well. Are you on a speaker or something?
I'm on my headpiece. Can you not hear me well?
No, hold on a minute, Bonnie. Talk to Callers, you cannot be on a Bluetooth or speaker on the air. Let me go to Alex out of Florida while they're helping Bunny out there. Alex, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, Alex.
I had a kind of a random question. Okay. I don't know if you've talked about this before, but do you believe in, like, once saved, always saved, like, as far as salvation goes?
What do you mean by that?
Like, so there's, like, different schools of thought amongst Christians, like the Orthodox and Catholic Christians believe that once you're born again, you can lose your salvation, like as in go to hell. And Protestants think that once you're born again, that you're saved by God for forever and you're going to heaven.
Well, I don't know what they mean. I don't know what they mean about it. What do you think about that?
So I think that once you're born again, that you're saved.
Saved from what?
Saved from going to hell by God, because every human is wicked when they're born and, like, has, like, basically, this is how I see it.
So you believe that once you're, as you said, born again, you're saved by God, that born again, that you're always born again?
Yes.
And why do you believe that?
Because basically, so I've been, like, listening to your show for, like, a long time, and pretty much I was, like, a just, like, secular, normal person, like, my whole life, and I randomly came across your show, like, maybe, like, 5 years ago, and you pretty much just, like, led me to God somehow, without, like, me even, like, realizing it. I basically just, like, didn't really know what I was doing, but I just resonated with the message, and, like, I just started watching myself, and then I realized that I was angry. I was like, oh, man, he's right. So then I started forgiving people, and then after I forgave my parents, I basically, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, God is real. Like, I could just, like, see it. And then, like, that was maybe, like, 3 years ago, and then that's when I would have considered myself, like, born again. I could just, like, see the truth, and I could, like, feel the Holy Spirit, and just, like, my life was changed and stuff. And then, I don't know, ever since then, I just feel like, even though I've made mistakes along the way, there's just nothing, like, now that God lives inside of me, there's just nothing that could ever separate me from him. So that's why I just see it as you can never lose your salvation.
What a beautiful and perfect way to find God, to not know what you're doing, to not have a plan, to not anything, but just let it happen. Right on, right on, right on. And once you return home to the Father, what they call salvation or whatever, you cannot lose that again. Once you return home, you will never leave the Father again. You will always be free. Absolutely. Stay away from those thoughts and just stay present. You have returned to the Father and all is well.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's yeah, no, thanks so much. You're doing great work. And, yeah, I don't know why that seems to, it seems like, I don't know why that's, like, such a big debate. I think that that's what causes a lot of like, the judgment in the Christian. It's like the works police, if that makes any sense.
It's intellect.
Like,
it's the learning that makes it difficult. Alex, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. Stay with it. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. The Hake Report coming up. The Hake. The guy with the good hair, you white, at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report. And then after that, we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.TV. I had an interesting conversation with Mark Harley. Mark is an actor, comedian, and a bodybuilder. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you married with kids or something?
I don't have any kids, but we raised the cats together.
The cats?
I'm a cat guy, yeah. Beta!
Do you have perfect peace?
Perfect peace? No, because I'm angry as a mother.
Forgive your mother.
Damn! He's cooking!
What is the right thing to do to close the borders?
Big booty Latinas. If that cuts into my pie, I'm pissed.
Would you ever obey a woman?
Not anymore. Oh my God, it's chaos! You're schizophrenic inside here.
Yeah. Mark Harley, it was fun and interesting. Today at 11 a.m., and you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com, and thank you in advance. And after that, oh, Lord, not the anchor baby, but the American anchor baby, right after the FallenState.TV. And you don't want to miss it. Flying high, not off pot, not off fentanyl, but energy from God. The American anchor baby. Right around 12:15, 12:30, after the Father's Day, whenever that ends. All right? And then fellowship on Sunday. All are invited. At, doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. And you can podcast if you just can't be there. You can podcast it by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing women forum last night. Oh, Lord. The women's forum every Thursday night of the month. And the time goes by. Just it was crazy how fast the time goes by. And ladies, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Sometimes I check in on the ladies during the meeting, see how they're doing, if they're willing. And it's amazing. Let me go to Bonnie. Let me try Bonnie again. First time call out of, what was Bonnie from?
Missouri.
Bonnie, let's try it again.
Okay, let's try it again.
That is much better.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't listen to the rules as like I should. So here we are.
All right, go ahead, Bonnie.
Yes, so I have been watching you lately, and you walking in perfect peace daily. How did you start knowing that your thoughts are not real? So when you have a negative thought with negative energy, how do you stay in that perfect peace? How do you, like when you have a bad emotion, I mean, staying in that perfect peace is the key for everyone, right? Imagine us all walking around in perfect peace, right? How can you define to getting there more? I know forgiving your parents, right? Your anger. But when you have a negative emotion, is that the same as a thought?
That's the only reason, other than the heart being wicked, meaning that you have anger or resentment, the only way and the only reason that you will ever, 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 ever have a what you call a negative emotion or a so-called good emotion would be that you have believed a thought. You cannot have emotions without thoughts, no emotions without thoughts.
Nice. So how long have you been walking in perfect peace?
You can do it right now if you drop the thought. All you do is drop the thought and you're home in perfect peace. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You went and faced her?
I did. And then anger started up again, so I don't think I did it right.
Why is that?
Because now it's 6 months later, and I'm more angry at my mom and dad than I've ever been. I have peace when I'm not around them, so I've been praying about it. And I'm like, what? Something's going on. I'm not doing something right.
What did your mother say when you went? What did you say to her, and how did she respond?
Her response was, okay, she didn't understand it. Her response was neutral. She just said, okay.
Do you know that you don't need her to understand it? You need to forgive her and you'll be fine. Do you realize that?
I do now that you're bringing it to my attention.
No, because even if she understood it and she's not ready to overcome, she'll pretend that she didn't understand it just to maintain control over you if you react to her.
Okay. So it's all about that behavior, the action and response. It goes after the emotion and the thought, right?
Absolutely.
So that's like what I need to be working on.
Yeah. And now that you have forgiven them, when those thoughts come, and this, I promise you, really, I'm not saying it because somebody said or whatever reason. This, I promise you, if you just be aware of those thoughts, whatever emotion it is, so-called good emotion, happy emotion, or bad, mean emotion, whatever. If you just saw it and don't call it you, but just be aware of it, still go on with your life, go to work and do whatever you do, and never call them again, they will be taken away from you completely, and they will not be in your mind, anywhere in your body. You will be free, and you will have perfect peace.
Nice. I appreciate you, Jesse.
But you got to stop calling them you. When you call those, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you're calling thoughts you, oh, I'm angry, I'm lonely, I'm jealous, I'm this, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, you are calling death into your life, and that's all you will ever have. But if you don't call it you, you're fine. I'm not those thoughts. I see them, but I'm not them. I'm not those feelings. And you will only speak life into your life.
Yes, that is the goal, right?
Yeah. Because, yeah. And so you said that you felt anger, more anger now toward your parents than before, right?
Yes, yes.
That's not you. Don't call it you. What you're feeling now and becoming aware of is the spirit of evil inside of you. Now that you're starting to work on yourself by forgiving and being aware, they hate that. They are afraid that you will find God. And so they are the one that's getting angry. They are the one that's overreacting inside of you. It is not you.
Right. And I have one more question. So when you talk about perfect peace, Is it aligned with the fruits of the Spirit? You know that is it perfect peace, all of the fruits of the Spirit? Like faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, joy, kind, love, peace, patience, and love. Those all define the character of the Father. So why don't you talk, I just have to ask, why do you only talk about perfect peace and not the other fruit of his character?
But I do talk about that when I say that when you have perfect peace, you are of love.
Okay.
Christ came and said that if you want salvation, follow me. pick up your ego, which is your cross, and follow me, and to love your enemy, to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the fruit. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. Everything else come with that.
Okay, I understand. Oh, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. You stay with it. Just stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes, I do the silent prayer, and I read my word, and I journal it, and I journal my thoughts and my emotions, and the peace of God is with me, but it's when I start dealing with other people where my anger just, my thoughts, I mean, everything aggravates me. So I'm just working on it, right? I can find perfect peace. I find perfect peace when it's just me and my daughter and I'm outside and I'm doing our thing. I'm fine. But then when I go around my family, it's like, it's gone. And I'm like, okay, so I have to be accountable, be aware, emotional intelligence, I like to call it for the people that don't know the Bible. That we have to be aware, control, and express one's emotions and handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. That all goes out the window when I'm around my family. So I'm working on it. I know that it's...
I don't know what you mean by you have to do that judiciously and empathetically. What do you mean by that?
So when I am holding a conversation with my parents, right?
Yeah.
And my thought comes, my emotion or my thought comes, I need to be aware of my emotion, I need to control it, and I need to still be able to express myself. Empathetically means I need to know where they're coming from so I can be in an equal communication and judiciously, you know, what is right, what is fair.
No, you put too much intellect into it.
Okay.
Really. Let all those big old white people words go. And just simply live. When you're around, you gotta. We're in the physical world, so we gotta deal with human beings, right?
Yes.
And when and if you're around your family members or anyone, and the thoughts of talking to you about them or about you, just be aware of that. But still, be yourself around them, and don't be believing that they're making you angry or that you are angry. That's how you die daily, just by being aware of what those thoughts are telling you. You can't do it of yourself. Don't make it a big deal. Don't fight with them. Just be aware of them.
Okay, be aware.
And your family member has nothing to do with what's happening inside of you.
Okay.
Your mother was to blame for you becoming that way because she recreated her image by having no love, right? But now that you're an adult, nobody is responsible or to blame for the way you're thinking and the way you feel, because that's inside of you.
Yes.
And so when you're around them or anyone, because you're going to run into evil, evil is in all human beings until they start to overcome it. You're going to run into it all the time, but you will know, you will recognize what it is. You would know they cannot help it, so it won't affect you at all.
Nice. I needed that. Thank you.
How often do you go around your mother and father or family?
So I've been keeping them at a minimum, seeing my mom at least once or twice a week because, you know, I have kids. So, and then my dad right now, he wants to move in next to me, and I spoke to him yesterday, but I've been ignoring him for 2 weeks because I just don't know what to do.
If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Why do you have to see your mother because you have kids two times or so a week? Why do you have to do that?
I thought that, you know, the bonding experience, our moments and experience of bonding and being together is what makes us.
No, because the bonding that is what you're trying to overcome. And your mother going to do to your children what she's done to you.
Wow.
Unless she work on herself and overcome evil, she's going to screw up your children too. She will turn them against you.
So God won't be mad. He won't be mad that I don't have a relationship with my parents?
No. He came not to unite, but to divide children from parents and parents from children.
Wow.
Because parents are evil, and the children, like yourself, you're now trying to overcome evil. And if you keep going around evil, it's going to try, it will destroy you because you're not strong enough to resist it in other people.
Right. And my next question, I know this is long. So how do I not be the evil parent to my kids is by staying in perfect peace, right?
To be of love and not of hate. And you do that by being aware of those thoughts and emotions and not call them you, and just stay present. And the light of God, which is love, will work through you instead of the darkness, which is Satan, which is evil.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your brain and heart working together to help us all.
You stay with it and stay with it and practice keeping your mind where your body is. Always know where you are and what you're doing. And you don't owe your mother or anybody anything except, you know, the Bible says to honor their parents. It just simply means don't resent them. Don't be angry. They could not help themselves just as you cannot help yourself. So just know that you honor them by not resenting them. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with them. You got to call them every day. You got to take your children around them. You only do that if you want to, not out of any sense of obligation.
Nice. Well said. Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well, Bonnie. You stay with it.
Yes, I will. I wish you all well and have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye. It's the same thing with every human being on the earth. Salvation is of the heart. It's about the heart. The heart is evil. And when you forgive by realizing you're wrong for being angry, being resentful, which is evil, then the heart changes to love. And it's still of the heart, but it's a heart of love now and not of hate. And it's not an emotion. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Andrew bought a coffee. You say to drop my anger. Here's a list of things I think is anger. Let me know if I'm wrong. Anxiety, stress, guilt, jealousy, fear, bitterness, false happiness, hesitation. I have more, but you get the point.
Those are the children of anger. Absolutely.
So,
and you drop that anger, all the children of anger would disappear as well. Amazing.
Soul conscious with three coffees. Jesse, I think conservatives and liberals too. Imagining wanting the Democrats to win the midterms because they disagree with Trump. That is insane.
That's amazing. What the? Thank you.
And heat. More than half my half breed.
Half breed. That's all I ever heard. Amazing.
This morning while sipping on blacker than black Punchy's coffee.
Punchy's coffee is good. I have my own coffee.
In my Tom like a mug cup. Fox is reporting that Steve Hilton, Republican, he was on your show, is leading the polls for California next governor. Oh, what a day when California goes red. Red heart, make California great again. MCGA, hashtag.
Yeah, I heard that as well, that Steve was leading as for governor in California. And I wish him well. I had a discussion here on the show. He was on this show. And but I'm having a way to see, like, if he wins, wait and see. Because I reflect on when Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember Schwarzenegger?
I do remember Schwarzenegger.
He ran and then he won, and we thought, oh, we finally got a chance to breathe again. And Schwarzenegger was a mess. He was probably one of the worst governor.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, literally nobody liked him. Not conservatives, not liberals, not illegals, not anybody.
Yeah. What up with Schwarzenegger?
Terrible.
And so, if Steve should win, I'm having a way to see how he functions, what happens as a result of winning. But right on, thank you.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Steve.
Indeed. Larry HBQ.
Have you ever asked yourself whether you're ascending or descending spiritually?
He says, I'm descending.
So he asked himself?
I don't know if he asked himself, but he said he's descending.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway.
I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Anyway, if you something, does the baby something? And I can't read it.
Is this the same guy?
Yeah, it is, Larry H.
Oh.
And I heard Lucky Larry got the U.S. Bank Tower in L.A. Here comes a plane.
I have no idea.
Just be kind of nonsense, but I'm not sure. He might be telling jokes. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. What's his name?
Larry H.
Larry H. I have no clue what you're talking about, but thank you.
Very supportive. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick F., Three Coffees. Jesse, let me ask.
Ask!
Did Jesus come to be worshipped, or did he come so that he might be understood? Mind blown emojis.
Neither.
Thank you, Nick F.
Thank you, Nick F. Neither one of those. Amazed. Thank you.
Joseph D.M. Jesse, we need Great Black Hope merchandise.
Very good idea.
We have one shirt already up there on jesseleepeterson.shop, and more merch on the way. Thank you for the request,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing.
YouTube account gave a glizzy. Is that what that is? Do you know what that is? Hot dog.
A emoji. Glizzy hot dog?
Oh, it's a hot dog.
Thanks.
I learned the G word from Anchor Baby.
Oh.
Hopefully I'm saying it right and not saying a bad word. Shouldn't have said that.
Too late.
Don't say glizzy, kids, just for the sake of better safe than sorry. And don't say dang or that word that the Fallen State guest said, even though he said it stylish.
Amazing. I'm being told by my producer, I don't know if it's true or not, Larry Silverstein owned the Twin Tower.
Oh. Hopefully he got reimbursed for that terrible national tragedy that happened, 9/11.
Well, I'm sure he did. He had to have major insurance on that.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
YouTube account 550. Welcome, JLP show member on the YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you and welcome.
Anthony L. Cool sunglasses, smiley.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Isaiah, the Uber driver, 13 coffees for the equipment.
Thank you. I'm asking you guys to help us to donate to get some. We got to upgrade the equipment. It's a mess. They got it set up where computers and computer screens and everything ran out after a while. Now we got to upgrade. So I don't know exactly how much we need yet, but give what you can give to help us get it. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or hit the QR code. Hit the QR code to support Bond, all right? Or you can call 800-411-BOND. And thank you all for helping us. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to...
We'll read the rest of your super chats later, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Oklahoma and talk to Bill out of Oklahoma. Bill, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, man. I got two puppy dogs the other day. They're pit bulls. I named one of them Charlie Kirk. He white. And one of them Jesse Lee Peterson because he black.
That's
and
amazing.
They are so cute. They're pit bull puppies, and they are so awesome. And I look at them like a gift from God, man. They are awesome, and I know they love me, and I love them. And I'm excited to talk to you. Oh, do I hear the music?
Yeah. Hold on. Are you able to hold?
Yeah.
Hold on, Bill. Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. 2 miles to go. Back in a moment.
A copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There is some serious, serious, serious mess going on in this here old world. And some of it not even our greatest President Trump can clean up. But he is working to clean up the mess. The body of a missing student, James Jimmy Paul Gracie, I believe was the name, G-R-A-C-E-Y, was found in the sea near Barcelona, I guess in shallow waters. He was from the University of Alabama, a junior over there. And then he went to visit friends. He went to a nightclub. Big mistake. Never go to nightclubs. Not even Barcelona, Spain, over in Europe. And that's what police confirm. His body was found. Rest in peace. And speaking of resting in peace, rest in peace to those Iranians. Three people, Iran hanged three people, including a teen wrestler, a wrestling champ, 19 years old, Muhammadi Sela or something like that, maybe the other way around. I forget the name exactly, but he was, you know, a very good wrestler. Iran is deep with wrestling. They're very good wrestlers, I heard. Just top champions along with the USA and Russia. And but he got hanged because he was accused of participating in the January protests. These are the first executions over those January protests. Apparently, maybe not all protesters were good people. You know, there's violence on many sides. A couple of Iranian cops got killed, murdered allegedly, cop killers. And so they were allegedly cop killers, but people didn't really believe that it was a fair court hearing. It was maybe a kangaroo court. He was accused of being, they said that he got tortured and the other two got tortured, and they were forced confessions like what the Central Park Five pretended happened over here in America. You know, the Central Park Five from the early 90s, something like that. It's like what black people pretend happens to them, that really happens maybe to Iranians from the Iran government. Terrible. So I don't know what the truth is, though. I don't know if they're guilty or innocent, but they're dead. Rest in peace. A wrestler's executioner is raising fears for detained athletes in Iran because Iran kind of understands propaganda. A lot of athletes are sort of celebrities here in America, and they say make dumb political positions or good political positions, usually dumb, though. And people fall for it because, oh, LeBron James said Obama's better than Trump, so people think Obama's better than Trump. So what a mess, huh? There is a Sailor's Strava jog. You know, Strava is this app that you can track your jogs and show everybody, hey, look where I jogged or biked or hiked or something like that. It's some app. But it exposed a French carrier's location amid the Iran conflict. So you ought to protect your privacy if you're a soldier or a sailor or somewhere near trouble, because there could be trouble in the land or in the sea. As you may know, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, Express Yourself Day. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back for hour two coming right up. It is hate news, not fake news, if you haven't picked up on that. So, nice. It is the 20th of March, AD 2026. In an awkward moment, Thursday, deliciously awkward, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, made a joke about the attack on Pearl Harbor, which you heard earlier this hour, if you were tuning into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, while sitting beside Japan's female prime minister, supposedly conservative, in the Oval Office here in the United States of America, D.C. It was the latest in a string of uncomfortable, meaning very good, exchanges with so-called world leaders in the West Wing. Shout out our greatest president, Trump. And space is real. Crews on the Kennedy Space Center at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, they are rolling out the Artemis II rocket to launch pad as they prepare for liftoff as early as April 1st, April Fool's Day. Bad day for it. And I'm like, they're rolling it? Well, how long does it take to roll it? According to Brave, the rollout of the Artemis II rocket from the Vehicle Assembly Building to the launch pad, 39B, it's going to take like up to 12 hours, like 1 mile an hour, so as not to shake the thing and damage it unnecessarily. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Friday. You can get it off your chest by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending? Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Isn't that like an amazing question? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, you would love to just sit and watch the show, but you got to go and do what you got to do, go swimming or whatever, working or protesting ICE or whatever. You can be listening to the show or just simply walking, running, working out of the gym. You can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The key source of the world's oil supply choked off by Iran. Oil prices are up more than 40% since the start of the war.
Now is the time to panic.
Families feeling the most shock in this are the more than 30 million American households living paycheck to paycheck.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I just snuck in this hotel for some free breakfast, and that's the best thing I done did. I'm going to sit right here on this bench and enjoy it. And I'm going to go back for seconds. Period.
That is not what I meant.
She and her husband had been saving up for a family spring break road trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. But now...
we canceled it.
What is this like for you?
I'm depressed.
Gas prices are, well, high. I mean, we could just, like, go to Drama's house. It's not really that far.
That's right. Keep it simple. She's stressed. The Anchor Baby put that video together there. It's amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Great job. I want to go back to Bill out of Oklahoma. I had to put him on hold there. Bill, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to hold for you, Jesse. I love you.
Amazing,
man. I love you. Shout out to Pete in Alaska with that song. I'm telling you, I can't get enough of it.
I know. I love that song.
Man, it wraps it all up. It nutshells it in like 30 seconds, what it's all about.
It sure does.
And last time I spoke to you, I said you're the equivalent of Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Rogers for adults, and I made you laugh.
Amazing.
You're amazing, man. You're helping so many people. You're just amazing. I'm going to come see you someday, but that hermaphrodite person who spoke to you yesterday, I want to do everything in my power to send her a plane ticket, or them, to come see you. And anybody who wants to come see you at your fellowship,
yeah.
I'd like to be a part of making that dream come true, man. So Derek can get my information after we get off the phone or whatever. But I, after that she spoke to you, sorry, I'm going to be messing up there.
Is a she.
Yeah, okay, so she was so amazing, and I hope she can hear me right.
Yeah.
I hope she can hear me right now. After she told her story, it made me tear up, man, Beta. she was that's what it's all about, man. You help people so much. I tell you that every time I talk to you, you help people so much. I was a Bible thumper, Pentecostal Assembly of God. Hard habits are hard to break. I still am. My mama would be proud of that, but I try to, dude, the more I learn about the mama, I told you once upon a time that my mama was my best friend. You said your mama ain't supposed to be your best friend and you hated your mother. And I loved it. Every time I talk to you, I tell you, this is the fifth time I've talked to you, and you are amazing. Yeah, I wanted to specifically tell you that I got two puppy dogs the other day, and I named the black one Jesse Lee Peterson, but on her paperwork, and it's a girl, sorry. and her name's Jesse Lee. That's Jesse's could be a girl's name.
Absolutely.
We spell it Jesse. And then the white one, they're brother and sister, and the white one is Charlie Kirk.
Right on. One thing I want to tell you about the call from the young lady about the hermaphrodite thing situation.
I
have over the last 36 years, I counsel with people around the world, as you know, and it's amazing, really, really amazing what the spirit of evil has done and is doing to human beings. And if people don't know that, even though they read the Bible, some people read the Bible, some people are atheists, some people are whatever religion, they do not know that it's not them. That it's the spirit of anger. It's the spirit of evil. And it's mind-blowing that people don't know it, even though Christ came and he told them, it's the spirit of evil in you. It's not you. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not mine. Most people still don't believe that, and they are suffering unnecessarily. It's amazing what has happened to human beings, and it's not them.
Yes, the not me is guilty, or I'm guilty of it too, but I've been listening to you for a year and a half, and I'm just now starting to crack the surface. It's hard. Some of us are real thick-headed, and it takes some time. Yeah, I love how you say, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and all your callers who have conquered their demons, that's what they say. They say, look, I know it's hard, but stick with it. It works. And I already know it's going to work, even when I feel like it's not working.
It is working, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. I'm still guilty of it. See, right now I have a little anxiety, and that previous caller was like, if you got anxiety, you got evil and stuff. So I'm still working on it. And I'm returning to the Father less than a month from now, my biological father.
Right on.
I'm going to visit him for a week less than a month away. And I've been telling myself, while you're there, you be in the present. Don't be in the future or the past. Enjoy, it's going to be beautiful. I already know it's going to be awesome.
Let me just ask this because of time. Have you forgiven your mother?
She's dead. She did. And yes, I do.
Okay.
I have. And yes, I do.
And
sometimes
how about
things come up. I have over the phone with him. I don't necessarily, if you tell me to do it, I'll do it. You tell me to eat lima beans, I'm going to eat lima beans, Jesse. I did over the phone once. I told him, I said, Dad, I've been listening to this man named Jesse Lee Peterson, and he says we got to forgive our mothers. Then after we do that, we got to go forgive our fathers for not protecting us from our mamas. And I said, I just want to let you know, I forgive you for that and anything else, and I love you. I, like you say to other callers, I have no resentment against him.
He
did leave my mama. He did not leave me.
Right.
I know that. Yeah,
absolutely.
I know that.
Amazing. Well, Bill,
amazing.
I appreciate you, and thank you for your support and everything. And God bless your dogs.
Oh, dude, thank you, Jesse. That means the world to me, man. And if Derek wants, who let the dogs out?
Hold on, man, I'm gonna
Derek.
Yeah, give Derek your information. All right,
Jesse, I love you, man. You're the man. I love you, dude.
Stay with it, B. I love you as well. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right.
Yes, sir. I will.
All right. Hold on for Derek.
Okay. Bye, bye.
Bye. Derek, get his information, and I'll get it from you later. Let me go to Logan, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Logan, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Logan.
I know, that's right. Hey, that guy was kind of a beta.
That phone, his phone is bad. Is Bill still here? I'm about to show him. Oh, okay.
Hello?
You're not on a speaker or anything, right, Logan?
No, sir, I am not. Do I got bad service? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry? It'll clear up. Okay, yeah, go ahead. They told me to clear up. Go ahead.
What's going on? That guy was a beta, wasn't he?
What guy?
The guy that was just on there.
No, he's working on himself. He's fine. He's working on himself.
Okay, well, that's good news. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to remind everybody Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
And how do you know that?
Well, I've been listening to Tim Dillon. You know who that is?
No, but don't promote anyone that we have at this time because I haven't heard of them.
Okay, okay.
But well, are you saying that you heard somebody else say that he didn't kill himself and so you believe it because somebody else said it?
I believe it because I think they were trying to hide, you know. They didn't want him coming out and telling on all the pedophile elites.
I did see a report on Fox, I think, where I don't know where I saw the report, where they are saying that there is a possibility that he did not kill himself, that's for sure. So I don't know, and really it's not a big deal to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care whether the guy's alive or dead. I just want the list to come out.
Right. And why do you want the list to come out?
So that way we can hold these people accountable for what they did to these children.
And how are you going to hold them accountable?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think anybody will, you know. But, I don't know how I'd personally do it, but somebody needs to.
And how do you hold accountable the people who went there? And participating, whatever happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know how old they were or not. But how do you hold the people accountable who went on their own and participated?
Oh, man, they got to be put to death. You know what I'm saying? They got to get the chair.
And why you say that? Don't they have a right to do what they want to do?
Not the children, no way. Are you kidding?
But you don't even, you don't know for sure if it were children. They're just saying children, but you have no proof that there were children.
What do we mean we have no proof? Jeffrey Epstein got in trouble in Florida, and then he got...
But what I'm trying to understand, since all human beings are evil and have not overcome, why do you even think about what Jeffrey or those people that went there or anyone else does? Why is that important to you at all?
Because they ruined a lot of kids' lives, I'm sure, you know.
But why is that important to you?
Because you got to protect the people that can't protect themselves.
You can't protect anyone. You can't even protect yourself. Have you overcome your anger?
I don't think I'm angry.
Have you overcome your anger?
I'm not angry.
And why do you say you're not?
Because I'm happy all the time.
And so do you love Jeffrey Epstein and all those people that showed up to his party?
Well, I mean, I guess, but I still think they should be held accountable.
Do you love those people?
No. No, I can't.
And do you love God?
Yeah, of course.
How is it that you love God, of whom you never see, but hate your fellow man?
I don't hate them.
If you don't have love for them, you only have hate.
Well, no, I think that you could not have hate. And
how can you? The only thing there is love or hate. There's nothing else.
Okay, fair enough, I guess.
Is that true or not?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that
what else is there other than love or hate?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Yeah.
No, I'm asking you. What is else is there other than love
nothing.
Or hate?
Nothing.
And then you love God, right?
Yeah, of course.
And then didn't Christ tell you that the way you treat other people, you're doing it to him as well?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so.
And so if you don't love Jeffrey Epstein and all the people who participated in his party, how can you love God? You're doing that to God. You don't love God because you don't love your enemy or your neighbor.
Fair enough.
That makes sense?
I guess I can agree with that, yeah.
And so I encourage you, rather than judging people, you pray for them. Wish them well is your prayer. And you live your life and be an example of love so other people can find their way.
All right. Well, I guess you've changed my mind. So
that makes sense, though? Do you get to agree?
Yes, sir, it does. It makes perfect sense. I definitely can agree with that.
Yeah. And because Christ said to love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, and to love your enemy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so show love and not hate, because all people are lost until they return to the Father, and they know not what they do.
I know that's right.
And so pray for them. Don't curse them, but pray for them.
All right, well, that's good advice. God bless you, Jesse, and I hope you have a great day.
You too, Logan. Thank you. Bye now. 888-775-3773. 888-77. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Amazing. It's evil, folks. All human beings are evil until they overcome the anger. All human beings are evil until they overcome the anger. W-H-Y. You know, we showed that that woman that was saying that she had gone to this hotel and got some free food. I think we have that to play for you. If not, I have dared to give it back to me because I know we had it in the package for yesterday. Here is Nick, come here for a minute. Hold on one minute, folks. Put me on hold for a minute. All right, I'm back. I got it. I'm clear now. This is from WHKY. A 67-year-old woman was arrested earlier this week and charged with misdemeanor damage to property. I want you to see human nature. Another example, not the only one. But another example of human nature. Watch this from Queen City News.
It was so surreal. You're like, is this really happening? Like,
Jason Hooper says he caught this woman, identified as 67-year-old Karen Lewis, vandalizing his Tesla vehicle. He says it happened over the weekend after biking with a friend in the mountains.
We get back to the park, and I'm getting in my truck, and I notice something under the driver's side front tire. I'm like, what in the world is that? And it's a board with, like, nails sticking up at it. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, someone's obviously put this here for me to back over and get a flat tire.
Hooper says under his front right tire, he found a folded up sign like the one Lewis appears to be holding in this image. and that's when he checked the Cybertruck's recording system.
All of a sudden, you see her like coming along the side of the truck with the board with the nails. I'm like, this is just absolutely insane.
Deputies say Lewis used the board to make these scratches.
You can actually see, because like some of the coating got taken off, and there's like actually starting to rust a little bit in places.
Cooper put videos and photos on the Facebook. In just 2 days, his post got hundreds of shares, leading to Lewis's arrest.
You do crazy stuff like that, there has to be repercussions for your actions. And
Lewis is charged with injury to personal property. She's out on a $1,000 unsecured bond. Cooper says repairs will likely top $1,000. As for the suspect's intentions, he has no clue.
Isn't that amazing? That's not her, but that's evil that made a home in her. That's amazing. Evil made a home in her. And it's the same spirit that caused you to hate your children, caused you to hate your neighbor, caused you to hate yourself. It's the same spirit that causes some people to commit murder or whatever crime. It's the same thing. Oh, it's the same spirit that caused you to be lonely and afraid and cry at night and worry and jealousy and strife and revenge. It's the same thing. It's no different. Evil, living in that woman, if this story is true, if it's true, told her there is a Tesla over there. You remember Elon, right? You remember how he worked for Trump? Go and destroy that man, Tesla. She picked up those things. If the story is true, that she did it. And when it did it, it felt the thrill of doing it. Anger, resentment, judgment, revenge is a thrill. Loneliness is a thrill. But it's all evil. And it's inside of human beings. This kind of thing, this same spirit causes wars. It causes destruction. There is no love in anger. It's nothing but pure evil. And the spirit of truth say, well, don't trust an angry person. An angry, resentful person is evil. That's amazing, huh? A 2025 survey revealed that nearly half, 44% to 46% of Tesla's owners reported their vehicle have been intentionally vandalized. That's according to Google AI. It's amazing what comes out of human beings. And as I mentioned, remember Elon Musk supported Trump. He was in the Trump administration, and these people hate him for that. Does it make sense to hate your fellow man for any reason? Does it make sense to rejoice in your fellow man, your fellow human being, pain and suffering? People rejoice in that because they are evil. They are evil, and they blame somebody else. You made me angry. You made me evil. No one had anything to do with it. But your parents when you were a kid, and you are responsible as an adult. Let me go to read. And y'all remember how Elon worked with Trump, and he made Twitter available so for more free speech. People hate him for it. Rather than say, oh, okay, fine. Do you know that God does not punish you for being the way you are, evil or resentful or lonely or whatever? You want to be that way because you want to be that way. Every angry person is angry because they want to be angry. They get revenge because they want to get revenge. And no one make them do it, but it's inside of them. You're living the life that you want, and that you can bank on. Every human being on the planet is living the life that they want to live. and it's nobody's fault but theirs. Think about that. Every human being is living the life that they want. My producer's making the point that these people can destroy vehicles, but they can't get illegals out. That's crazy, he says. He's black, but think he's white. He's a coon. What the? Derek, he black. Let me go to Reed, a first-time call out of Houston, Texas. Reed, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, good morning. Happy to be talking to you.
Hey, Reed.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can, yes. Stay close to your phone. You're doing fine.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm calling in because, I'm just kind of frustrated. It's kind of hard to date. I'm over 30 years old. I like to consider myself a Christian and conservative. And it's just kind of hard to find people that are in that. My church, everybody there is already married, and I'll go on dates and I'll find out that the girl's a little too feminist, a little too liberal. And, it's just kind of frustrating. And I was going to ask if you had any advice on maybe how to find like-minded people.
Right on. First, let me ask, and then I'll respond to that. Why are you frustrated?
Because I guess, I just wish I was at a different point in life, this far into my life. My parents got married in their early 20s, and I always wanted that, but it just never really happened,
At what point that you wish you were at?
I wish I was married.
And why?
Because that's what I want out of life. I want a family. I want to pass on my values to kids one day,
And why do you want that?
I think it would just personally enrich my life. It's just a goal that I have.
But why do you think that it would enrich your life? And why is it a goal when you can't find any married people with peace? They're all miserable. And they have children.
That's actually a good point.
And they have children, and their children are miserable. Why do you want the same thing?
That is true. You never know.
No, that was a question.
I definitely have seen.
That was a question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'd probably be a struggle, but I guess in my mind it'd be worth it,
It would be worth it to suffer?
If I was able to have a loving partner and some kids, and have a family and pass that on, yeah, I think it would be.
When you say partner, you're not talking about a wife?
I should have said wife. I apologize.
But
the liberals are getting to me.
Why
they say it so much at work?
Why do you want the same misery that other people have? Because that's all you gotta have. Wanting that, Satan will give it to you, and you're going to be miserable.
That's true, but I mean, every family, there's going to be misery and trying to adapt and have a romantic wedding, marriage life, and all that. There's going to be misery raising kids,
But that
kids
should
can
not
be, crazy.
Be children of God should not have misery.
Yeah, but I want my children to be children of God.
But I mean, you said that you believe in God. You're a Christian or something, right?
Yes.
And so why would God allow you or give you a marriage that would bring on misery?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
So should I stop looking?
That was a question. Why would God give you a marriage that would bring misery?
God, sometimes he wants us to suffer, and it's in the Bible, because through suffering, we come out the other side better.
Hold on, Reed. Don't hang up. Hold on. Let me take a break.
All right.
888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, folks, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Number one, like these videos. Like the videos. Hit like right now. Thank you. And then, number two, I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs. Whatever the occasion is, I would do the shout out. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday, any encouragement, whatever the shout out is, Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And so I need your support, your finances support. We got to buy some new equipment here. We got to update stuff here in the studio and in the office there. I need your support. Make a donation. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or you can mail it in. Make a check or money order out to Bond and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, or you can hit the QR code there to support Bond. And when you do, indicate that this is for the equipment update, upgrade, all right? This is for the equipment upgrade. Thank you in advance. I do appreciate it. Let's see here. Breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, man, I got somebody writing on here. What they're about to break is gone away now. And I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to go scroll upward so I can see the breaking news, because they type me stuff all the time, and they overdo it, and this thing be going up, and I can't see the breaking news now. Okay. Breaking news. Chuck Norris expired. Chuck Norris is dead. He's dead at age 86. Chuck Norris. Remember Chuck Norris? He wasn't actor, pretty good at it too, an actor. Chuck Norris has died at 26. His family announced on his official Instagram account Friday morning, saying he died on March 19th, which was yesterday, according to WSBT Atlanta. Chuck Norris aspired, may his soul rest in peace. He had a medical emergency in Hawaii and had been hospitalized. May his soul rest in peace. Amazing. Let me go back to Reed, a first-time caller out of Houston. So, Reed.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Reed, did you say that God wants you to suffer?
I think that in some ways, maybe he doesn't want it, but it's a part. It's a part of life, you know?
And why is suffering a part of life? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. You know, this might be getting out in the weeds, but to me, there's a balance. You know, you have to suffer to get good things. You know, you can't just get it all. You know, that's just kind of how I live my life.
But that's not from God. God does not want you to suffer. Does not cause you to suffer at all. He came and made you free from suffering.
Yes.
Do you believe Satan wants you to suffer?
Yeah, for sure.
And so...
I don't really like Satan very much.
That's right. And so why would you go to another God that would want you to suffer? What's the difference?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at the Bible, there's many instances where God tests us, you know. So maybe suffer isn't the right word, but...
God does not even test you. He said, resist test temptation. He doesn't test you either.
So for me, would the temptation be, you know, trying to find a woman, trying to find me a wife?
Absolutely. You're listening to evil telling you what you want. Those who truly love what's right want for nothing. And yet...
This is kind of the source of a lot of my pain. The last year or so, as I had a girlfriend for about 2.5 years, and you know, I thought that was the woman I was going to marry. And then about a year ago, I found out that my uncle essentially had been sidestepping that whole last year, and she'd been cheating on me with my uncle. And I don't understand how that can happen. Like, I don't even
because
you know, my uncle's been so into me, and she is too, and it's just it's just a lot of pain, you know?
And when you ask her about it, what did she say?
I mean, I couldn't even really talk to her. I was so angry. I barely even talked to her. It was mostly just trying to get me to move out of the apartment and move it into somewhere else, you know? I didn't even know what to say.
And whose fault is that happened to you?
Probably her and my uncle.
It's not their fault that happened to you. It's your fault that happened because you made the woman your God.
I get you.
Anything that you want becomes your God. That's why you should want for nothing but what is right. Only want the truth. Only love God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with no one else or nothing else. Because if you do, if you love anything else more than what's right, whether it's human beings or money, you will make that your God and you will suffer.
I think I understand. So because I was focusing on her, making her my God instead of the true God, my uncle, who, by the way, is almost 70 years old, he was able to sidestep and get it. It's weird, man. Like, I don't know what was going on there.
And your girlfriend hated you, too, because you were weak with her. You were catering to her, and women hate weak men. They'll use you, and they love controlling you, and they hate controlling you, but they'll take advantage of you because they know you have made them your God. You made this woman your God, and she hates you for it. Everything you did for her to please her only made her hate you more. She went to your uncle, according to you, looking for a man. Women are looking for men that they cannot control and that love them with the right kind of love. And no man has the right kind of love until he overcome his mother.
I think that's right. It's just, you know, he's 40 years older than her, and maybe she saw that maturity, and
she's looking for a father's love, and instead of that, you gave her mother's love.
Yeah. So I guess best case scenario, because it's hard to think about all this, I want to move forward. I want to improve. Let's say I get a nice girlfriend sometime soon. How do I avoid getting sidestepped by my 70-year-old uncle?
You avoid it by stop making the woman your god. You should not be wanting for that. You should only want what's right. And then if God want you to have a wife, he would put one in your life, and the marriage would be perfect. You wouldn't have to make it work. You wouldn't have to work at it at all. It will happen naturally because everything that God's put in your life is already perfect. But if you want that, Satan will put it in your life, and you're going to and you will get a wife, but it's going to always be hell. It's going to be the daughter of Satan.
So yeah, that's how I feel all women are.
Yeah. You got to start wanting for that and only want for what is right. Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't think I have.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't think that I have.
And why not? Why have you gone and forgiven her?
I don't know. She was real. The belt, really.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
I should.
No, why haven't you done that?
It's hard to forgive. It's hard to open your heart.
So then, Reed, if it's so hard to forgive, how would God forgive you and make you free when you're unwilling to overcome evil?
I have to overcome evil. I don't know how he'd do that because I haven't opened myself in that way. That's why I got family members coming in on my women and all this.
And every woman you meet is going to be your mother, and you're going to be the boy, and she'll become your mother, and you won't be able to handle it.
So what is the best family relation for the woman in my life to be? Like mother, sister, aunt?
You say what now?
What does the woman need to be? Because you're saying that she's my mother, I can't handle it. Are you saying I have to forgive my mother first so that my woman can be my mother? Or does my mother need to be another person, like a sister?
You need to
or my wife?
You need to forgive your mother for traumatizing you, turning you away from your father, because and recreating you in her image. You have become just like your mother, and as long as you resent her and don't forgive her, every woman, you're only attracted to women like your mother, and you're going to become like your father, weak in dealing with the woman, and the cycle repeats itself. Until you forgive your mother for screwing you up, recreating her image, by going to her and say, hey, mother, once you see it for yourself, mother, I've been resenting you because the way you raised me, the way you treated me, I hate you for that. I realize now you couldn't help it. I'm wrong for being angry, and God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you when you forgive her, and I promise you, you're going to put what's right first, and you're not going to want for anything. And then he will add everything unto you, and it'll be fine. But you're of evil right now, you have no love.
How do you forgive when I have the knowledge that my dad did not want me circumcised, but my mom pushed for it, and I know it was her? So from the very first moment, my mother betrayed me and she hurt me.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to forgive.
An example, all this anger and stuff you have? Are you aware of the anger you have, right?
I have a lot of anger, a lot.
And are you aware that due to being angry, you have done things to people that you wish you had done and said things to people you wish you had not done, right?
Absolutely, especially under the influence of alcohol, which in 6 days, I'll be 1 year sober off alcohol.
And those things that you have done, it wasn't you. It was like something else was making you do it. It was controlling you.
Yeah. It's almost like a possession or something.
Yes. And you wouldn't want, you would want to be forgiven for that because it wasn't you, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with your mother. Your mother could not help herself. She is evil. She hates you. She hates your father. She hates herself. She hates everyone. She hates her mother. She could not help herself. So when you realize that by realizing it about you, you will forgive her knowing that she couldn't help herself. That doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. You don't have to let her live with you. You don't have to do any of those things. But don't resent her. Forgive her so that God can forgive you. And he'll draw you into the kingdom of heaven while you're living. He will give you perfect love, perfect peace, and you will have an amazing life.
I think that's a really good advice. I think, you know, I'm going to see my mom this weekend. I think I'm going to forgive her for the circumcision, for the beating with the belt.
Yeah.
And for everything else.
And she is evil.
She breastfed me until I was 9, and that didn't really help my socialization skills very much.
Right. Absolutely. And so, again, when you go and forgive her, if you do, just say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm wrong for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself, and that was your evil. You couldn't help it. And then whatever she says, that's on her. If she apologizes, that's fine. If she doesn't, that's fine. She blames your daddy, that's fine. Or blame you, that's on her. Don't overreact. You forgive her and go your way. And I promise you, God would take away the spirit of evil from you and give you perfect peace. And you would not look for a wife or anything. You go to work, you take care of yourself, and you stay present with God, and he will add unto you what you should have in life.
I'm a white man. I'm half Latino, and pretty much my whole adult life, I've gone after only Black or Dominican women. Should I switch it up? Should I go maybe white, Asian?
No, you shouldn't look for a woman at all. Because you... No woman. Don't look for a woman. You only love and look for what is right. Look for God. Look for the truth in yourself. And again, let God... How old are you now?
31.
No, you're fine. God, if it meant for you to have a wife, he will put the woman in your life. It'll happen naturally without you trying. But don't be wanting for that. Don't want that. You're supposed to only... You're not supposed to want for anything, Reed. You should only want what is right. And you should only love your neighbor, your enemy, as yourself, meaning don't hate them.
I don't hate anybody.
Meaning anger is hate.
You're right, and I am pretty angry. I have so much pent-up anger.
Yeah, you're just like your mama.
Yeah, she gets angry.
You became what you hate. We all become what we hate. Every man, every woman on the planet hate their mothers, and they become just like her.
Yeah, you don't want to be like a woman. You don't want to be like your mom.
Right. So you got to forgive as I forgive. Forgive me as I forgive. You forgive your mother. God will forgive you. Are you familiar with the silent prayer?
No, what's the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And I want you to start doing that so you can calm down, be still, and let the spirit of truth, God, let him take over your life. Right now, Satan is ruling over your life. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Start doing that.
rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Yes.
REBUILDINGTHEMAN/.
No. rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Oh, the .com. Let me edit .com. And then this, I think it's that. I think I have the right slash. Silent prayer, SilentPrayer.
Yes.
Okay, it's loading. It's loading. Okay, I got it. I'm saving the bookmark right now.
Okay. Start doing. Forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with your mother. She's so evil. He married his mother, and he didn't know how to deal with her. Same thing that you're going through. Forgive him for not protecting you from your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. And I promise you, Reed, if you do this, forgive by realizing you're wrong for being angry, God will forgive you, and your whole life will change. You will have perfect peace right here on earth. You'll be fine.
I have a goal now, and that's what I need to hear, Jesse. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been listening to your show for years, and I really appreciate it.
You stay with it. Start working on it. Your problem is not on the outside of you. It's on the inside, and you got to overcome evil. You forgive. I promise you, you'll be fine, but you got to start working on you.
I'm going to start today.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. I'll let you know, Jesse. I'll give you an update whenever I got some improvements.
Okay, and don't look for a wife. Don't think about a wife. You only think about what is right. You only want what's right, and everything will be added. You'll be fine.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate it.
All right, and stop giving those women your money.
Oh, yeah, I should have been stopped doing that. But we got a Dominican hanging around, you know, it don't take long for them to start asking for stuff. So.
Right, because they see your weakness and they take advantage of you and they don't love you. They're using you for their own personal gain. And they know you're weak for them and they take advantage of you.
That's exactly right.
All right, I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, Reed.
Thank you, Jesse. You have a good morning. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Justin out of Michigan. Justin. I think maybe his phone dropped or something. Let me super.
Super chat.
Jim in Alaska for Nick's wish list of equipment. Love you guys. Big smile.
Thank you, Jim. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Buy me a coffee.
And by the way, Jim, that fish, oh, God. It's so good. Thank you from all of us. Okay.
Someone, when you say love what's right, what does that mean exactly?
To love God, love the truth. With all your heart, soul, and might, along with no one else or nothing else. That's what it means.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah, thank you,
Hannah someone. Hannah is sticking with it, times 3. Thank you, Uncle Jesse. The sun is shining bright, and I am grateful being present.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Nice.
I can see all obstacles in my way. Stay with it.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Back in a moment. Thank you all. Amazing. 2 more hours to go. I mean, not 2 more. 1 more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news for now. I'll be back.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Rest in peace, Chuck Norris, a legend. Died at the tender age of 86 years old. Gone too soon. I saw him on an Instagram post just now. He was looking great on his birthday, March 10th, at 86 years old, moving around, punching, and wearing boxing gloves. Martial artist and actor, Chuck Norris, gone too soon. Rest in peace, Chuck Norris. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Express yourself. March 20th, AD 2026. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will get to your calls and your super chats and perhaps more great stories in this third and final hour of today's show of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the HakeReport.com. And then before American Anchor, baby, we have The Fallen State with a guy, a bodybuilder, actor guy. Mark, I forget what his name is. Shout out. Mark Hadley or Mike Hadley or something like that. Mark Hadley, I think. Anyway, so catch The Fallen State TV. It's going to be excellent. He's a legend. And sweet. And then American Anchor, baby. And then church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. And shout out to the ladies. I heard the women's forum was excellent. Wikipedia reports Carlos Ray Chuck, quote unquote, Norris. His name was Carlos. Did you know? Named after his father's minister, okay? His father was like, his parents were like Irish, German, British, and Cherokee, part Indian. Carlos Berry was his father's minister. Mark Harley. Thank you. Hello, Mark Harley. Hello, Mark Harley. Anyway, Chuck Norris, March 10th, 1940 to March 19th, 2026, 86 years old, died young. He had a medical emergency in Hawaii the other day and was hospitalized, and his family posted on Instagram this morning that he died yesterday, the 19th, and so rest in peace. He was a black belt in karate, taekwondo. Everybody knew karate back then. It was before anything else. Tang Soo Do, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and judo. After serving in the United States Air Force, he won many martial arts championships. Chuck Norris did. Carlos Ray Chuck Norris. And founded his own discipline, Chun Kuk Do. Chun Kuk Do. Shortly after, in Hollywood, he trained celebrities in martial arts. And he appeared in a minor role in The Wrecking Crew, 1968. Then friend and fellow martial artist Bruce Lee had him on. Invited him to play one of the main villains in The Way of the Dragon, also known as Return of the Dragon, 1972. And then his friend and student Steve McQueen suggested he take acting even more seriously. So he started turning profits and making hits for different movies in the 70s and 80s. He played Walker, Texas Ranger TV show, 1993 to like 2001. He had that mean roundhouse back kick to the face with his cowboy boot. And he was in Expendables 2, 2012. That was his final role. He quit acting at 2006. But he wrote books and wrote alongside Jesse Lee Peterson. Just like Jesse Lee Peterson, he wrote articles, like a weekly column, in WorldNet Daily. JLP used to write for WorldNet Daily, and so did Chuck Norris. Nice. And he made that Total Gym thing, and sweet. Right on. He was born in Oklahoma. Shout out Oklahoma, right? To Wilma Lee Scarberry. That was her maiden name. And Ray D. Norris, a World War II Army vet and mechanic. Anyway, that's Chuck Norris. Shout out. You know what? The moon mission. I was telling you about that 12-hour rollout to set it up for the moon mission maybe in early April. They're going to do a 10-day journey around the moon is the plan. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually? Have you ever asked yourself that? Am I ascending or descending spiritually? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you're like, oh, Lord, I wish I could. I want to hear why it is happening. You can. You can podcast and go to your phone and listen to the show live by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. Get it off your chest today. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
The key source of the world's oil supply choked off by Iran. Oil prices are up more than 40% since the start of the war.
Now is the time to panic.
Families feeling the most shock in this are the more than 30 million American households living paycheck to paycheck.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
I just snuck in this hotel for some free breakfast, and that's the best thing I done did. I'm going to sit right here on this bench and enjoy it. And I'm going to go back for seconds. Period.
That is not what I meant.
She and her husband had been saving up for a family spring break road trip to Las Vegas and the Grand Canyon. But now,
we canceled it.
What is this like for you?
I'm depressed.
Gas prices are, high. We could just, go to Drama's house. It's not really that far.
That's right. Listen to your son, Mama. What the? Amazing, huh? I want to show you one shocking video. Shocking in that this is hell on earth, inside of human being. Listen up. Hell is inside of every human being until you overcome hell and enter into the kingdom of heaven within. Then heaven will be on earth inside of the human. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. I want you to watch this, and then I get to your calls. This is amazing, but this is evil. WPBF, Terry Gibson. Terrell Gibson, 20 years old, discussed his mental health struggles, denied that any of the victims died Then he admitted shooting the victims. Watch this from WPBF.
I shot every one of them people in the head. They're not making it back.
The suspect, 20-year-old Terrell Gibson, faces several charges, including first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Police say Gibson shot five people Monday night. It all started around 6:15 inside the Azure Estates community in Riviera Beach. The police chief says it appears Gibson was having a mental breakdown, as he describes hearing voices in his head, insisting he get a gun and shoot people. Gibson fled and attempted to carjack multiple vehicles. Police say he then shot three more victims and ultimately succeeds in taking a vehicle and fleeing. According to police reports, one of the victims was his own cousin. In Gibson's first appearance on Wednesday, he repeatedly claims that he can see things that others can't.
I'm fighting something I can't even see. I see it at night. I see it now looking at you.
He goes on to deny that anyone was killed during the shooting, but admits that he shot people in the head just minutes later. Attorneys in the room then warn him that anything he says can be used against him in his trial.
I don't care, because I'm speaking the truth in my heart. I don't care about what you say in my don't care.
The murder charge alone carries a minimum sentence of life in prison with no parole if convicted.
Isn't that amazing? All within a span of 5 minutes during a mass shooting, according to this report. This happened in Riviera Beach, Florida. Isn't that amazing? Riviera Beach, Florida. That's the same thing that tell you you're lonely. That tell you you need a wife, you need a husband, you need kids, you need this, and you need that. It's the same, no different. It's all in the imagination. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. All thoughts. He up there telling his lawyer tell him, hey, be quiet, you in court. I don't give a hoop about what you're saying. I killed him, yeah. According to WPBF, Gibson appeared to be having a mental breakdown, claiming he heard voices telling him to shoot people. You do hear voices. Every human being hear the voices, but the problem is they think it's them. All the voices in my head talking about Gloria, Gloria, I think I got your number. Gloria, you don't have to answer. What a mess, huh? You're living the way you're living and living this hell life because you want it. It doesn't have to be. You want it. That's why you hold on to it. And nobody to blame but you. This man, according to a report, shot five people, including his own cousin, according to a report. Justin is out of Michigan. Justin, you are on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse? Nice to talk to you again.
All is well, Justin.
Yeah, good. So I had a question for you, relating to, like, co-parenting. And I really haven't done anything about it or anything. I've just been listening to my daughter more than anything. She's at my house for 1 week, and then she goes to her mom's house for a week. And she's 16 years old. And her mom's house is real toxic, and from what I understand from her talking and stuff. And I think she's having a hard time. She really kind of wants to just stay at my house full time at this point. And it seems like she's struggling with, you know, pulling trigger on that. And I know her mom has threatened her, like, if she tried to do it, she was going to call the cops kind of thing for whatever reason, and things like that. So I guess I was just kind of getting some feedback from you on that kind of scenario.
So she's 16 years old?
She's 16, yeah.
And she said to you she wants to stay with you and no longer with her mother? Come a little, stay close to your phone for me.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yes, now I can. Stay with it. She's, she said to you she wants to live with you and not her mother?
Yeah, she said she would, she wants to live with me full time at this point.
And so why can't she just tell her mother that? Or why won't you tell her?
I think it's just because her mom is the type of individual that kind of like manages by intimidation and real passive aggressive and stuff like that. So she kind of deals with that.
Well, do you want her to live with you if you want to stay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, then just tell her, don't be angry. Forgive your mother. She can help herself. And let her know, I want to go live with my father. I don't want to stay with you anymore. And however the mother react, let her act out. But don't get mad at her so she'll be able to walk away from the mother.
Yeah, I have said that to her. And she still just doesn't pull the trigger. And I know I can't make her do it or, you know, I'm just trying to be there for her, you know, listen to her, encourage her. But, you know, without going into a lot of detail, it's kind of getting intense at her mom's house. It's been escalating over the last 3 years with this new boyfriend / fiance and his family and problems or whatever. But I almost want to just not give her an option at this point. Say, hey, you're going to do it, you know. So,
your daughter?
Yeah, you're not giving my daughter an option anymore to, like, just say, hey, you're staying here. And
but why don't you do that?
Well,
because she's 16. Let's say that you do that, and the mother called the cop or whatever. When the cops go there to see your daughter, the daughter's 16. She can say, I want to live with my father. I don't want to live there, and it's too many problems there. Why don't you just do it?
Yeah, no, I would like to do that, and I did tell her that, you know, when the police do come, because I do believe she'll call the police.
Come back to your phone.
I said, yeah, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm getting her here. Yeah, I did tell her, you know, she will call the police, and she's just I'm giving in to my daughter, basically. She's terrified, and I don't want to be terrified, but at the same time, it's like, hey, man, you know, we got to deal with this, you know.
So, well, tell her to drop the anger so she won't be terrified. Anyone that has anger, they only have anger because they have fear. I mean, they fear because they have anger. And so if she stopped being angry, the fear would disappear and she could speak up for herself.
Yeah, and I understand that. You know, I've been practicing that, living by that quite, you know, pretty regularly. So, you know, I do see the power in that for sure.
So have you told her not to be angry, to drop the anger, the mother can't help herself?
I have, yeah.
Well, tell her to drop that anger and speak up, but don't be angry. She'll be fine. And she may have to deal with her mother reaction, but as long as your daughter don't overreact to the mother, the daughter will be fine. And if she want to live with you, she's 16 years old, she'll be able to do it because she can speak for herself.
Yeah, and I agree. I'm on that page as well. Yeah, she's at age now to where, you know, it's not like a 6-year-old, you know, can't decide or whatever. The courts are all involved and that kind of stuff. I mean, she's at age now, and I try to explain that to her. You know, you're at age now where you can, you know, make those decisions. And I even told her, hey, let's do a trial period. Let's just see what happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, just go back, you know, or whatever. So I've suggested that to her as well, but.
What did she say about that?
She's just on the fence, you know, all the way around. I mean, no matter kind of what solutions I kind of give her.
Yeah, her mother has based on what you're saying, her mother has traumatized her, and that's what happened. Yeah. The mother traumatized the children, and the children are either afraid of her or they hate to hurt her feelings or blah, 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 so they're not able to do what they want to do.
Oh, yeah, it's very evident. So she traumatized me for 18 years, so I get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny. Cool, man. All right. Well, that's good advice, man. I appreciate you.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Hey, Derek, give me that video where that woman went into the hotel and ate up the free food. I had it in my pack, but I don't see it here anymore. All right. Let me go to first-time caller out of North Carolina, Jack. Jack, you are on the air.
Hi, Mr. Peterson. Thanks very much for having us.
Yes.
I'm with my friend. I'm with my friend Graham. We were curious to hear your thoughts. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Who is this?
Yes, so we wanted to ask. about the Iran situation. Do you think like this was a mistake on the part of the Trump administration, or do you think this was the right move?
Well, I don't know for sure. I'm having a wait and see attitude about it. I'm neither for it or against, but I do trust the Great White Hope. I trust Donald Trump. And so far, everything he's done since being in office has only helped and made America better.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah, so I'm kind of having a wait and see, and I trust him. And I believe, and again, I'm waiting to see that everything's still going to turn out really well, because Donald Trump doesn't do seems not to do things that he already know is, if he knew it was going to turn out well, he wouldn't do it. So we should be saying thank you, Mr. President, for what he's doing in this country.
All right, so we're trusting the plan?
Yes. For now, have a wait and see.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Amazing.
Yeah. Jesse, thanks for sharing your opinion on that. I guess I was also wondering what you thought about, I guess, how do I say this? So you say you trust the president, and what would you say to kind of the younger people? Because a lot of the younger people are bird of mouth.
Bird.
And so like to younger people like ourselves, what advice would you give to other guys who maybe want to sort of get involved or to raise awareness, but maybe don't have the courage to do so?
That's a good question, man. Become an individual and start thinking for yourself. When you hear different things from other people, don't hold on to it. Let it go in one ear and out the other. And don't attach yourself to a group. That doesn't mean you don't hang out with people, you enjoy your life, but start thinking for yourself and don't just repeat what someone else says. And I noticed that the young people don't think for themselves. They tend to think in groups. But I promise you guys this, if you start thinking for yourself, you will become the most powerful people on the planet.
All right, yeah.
But cool. You really got to think for yourself. And if someone is saying something and it makes sense, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But if it doesn't make sense, I don't agree with that. Don't be afraid to speak up. Just don't be angry. But you got to become an individual and live your own life.
Right. That's fair enough. We really appreciate that advice.
All right, you stay with it. Stay with it. And have a wait and see. Have you guys heard me say you got to forgive? Have you forgiven your mothers?
You know, there are often times where, you know, we don't agree on things. You know, we bicker a little bit, but ultimately forgiveness is the best path forward for the teachings of Christ, of course.
Have you told her you forgive her for how she imposed herself on you?
Yeah, I think it's something that can be difficult to grapple with. The role of the mother, I think in some instances it can be difficult to forgive, but ultimately, like my friend said, it is important if you're from a biblical perspective. I wanted to sort of ask,
my friend is Catholic,
and I know there's something out there. I know there's a greater power, but what I was curious about was what advice would you have for someone who's kind of looking to get involved in religion or faith? Because I'm personally don't go to church,
right?
But I do know there's a greater power, but I'm just not really sure how to go about the journey.
There's a greater power, and he cares for you. The best advice is not to get involved with religion, because religion will screw you up, and it will control you. What you're looking for is already inside of you. You look within. And I promise you, especially if you forgive, you got to drop the anger by forgiving your mother first so that God can forgive you. And he'll draw you into the kingdom of heaven with him, and he will guide your life, and it will be amazing. But it's not going to happen until you forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. God will forgive you, and you and God will be one without even thinking about it. You have perfect peace. But if you go to religion, you're going to only have religion and religion and God have nothing in common.
That's interesting. I know you always say God's voice is a voiceless voice.
Yes.
So I guess that makes sense.
All those thoughts in your head, which are not yours, you got to overcome that by forgiving and stop calling those thoughts you. And then you, I promise you, Jack and Graham, if you should do those things, you shall know God. But if you don't, you're going to just go to a religion. You're going to be taught the Bible and taught about God, which is they don't tell you the truth about him anyway. And all you're going to have is religion, and you're going to be wandering around, swaying your hands around, quoting the Bible, and still be lost. But I promise you, if you forgive your mother, I'm sorry, Mom, for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. Don't ask her for forgiveness. God will forgive you, and you shall know God. You will walk with him daily. You and God will become one. It'll be amazing.
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, thanks again for taking our call.
All right. Let me know
Much
how it goes.
Much appreciated.
And go to rebuildingtheman.com and start doing the silent prayer. Be still and know God, and he'll draw you unto him. It'll happen naturally without your help.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Amazing.
Amazing. And remember, don't be a beta male. Be an alpha male.
What the? Real.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.
All right. Amazing. Derek, Kurt, you see that video Derek just sent you? Who is it? Let's see here. So here's this video from Grok. It's a viral video. It shows a woman sneaking into a hotel complimentary breakfast buffet, helping herself to eggs, sausage, and waffles, and juice while cheerfully narrating what she's doing. Watch this from X.
I just snuck in this hotel, but some free breakfast, and that's the best thing I done did. I'm gonna sit right here on this bench and enjoy it. And I'm gonna go back for seconds, period. Going back for seconds.
Gonna make me a waffle now, y'all.
Ooh, they got whipped cream. Ooh, I'm gonna put some of that on my waffles. Late number two. Let's sit down and enjoy this swim. Okay, that's all I could eat. I'm full. Like, I'm full, full. Got me some juice, and I'm out of here. That was kind of fun.
See how evil human beings are? They thought they call a thrill fun. They call a feel-good thrill fun. They call misery, anger, fear fun. That's evil. That is human nature. Human nature is wicked. That's an example of it right there. She loves stealing from other people, if this is true. Maybe she's all the game, but the point is human beings are evil. Here's one other quick one from New York Post. No-nonsense judge scolded a high-risk teen thug as she's sentenced to 25 years. What?
There's two clips of that one.
Oh, there's two clips of it? Do you know what we just played? Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. Huh? Oh, okay. This is from Grok. This post shows a woman sharing a so-called life hack for getting free chicken tenders. Watch this. From Walmart.
So, guys, if you ever hungry or, you know, ain't got no money or don't feel like spending that money, you feel me? All you got to do is go to Walmart. When you go to Walmart, go to the place where they got the hot food at. I got me some tenders. She got some wings and some wedges.
So once you get the food, right, after you get the food, you feel me, just walk around until it's gone. Or, you feel me, you can just leave, but the best thing to do is walk around all the way till it's gone. But, yep, that'll do it.
Amazing, huh? And a lot of the stuff I know, video for clicks and attention, but this is evil. They're teaching people how to steal. They sell black. What the? What's wrong with the blacks? They sell black. Teaching people how to steal. Yeah, their hands look black too. Thank you, Derek. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That was from X. It's a mess, and it's going to get worse because human beings are evil. You have no idea at the wickedness of human nature. That's why God said, I would give you a brand new nature. This is the one quick one I want to give you from WPBF. That's the wrong one. I want to go to the New York Post. A nonsense judge scolded a high-risk teen thug after she sentenced him to 25 years in prison over a convenience store robbery. Watch this from the New York Post.
And things have just changed in such an incredibly dangerous way with young people doing what I just saw you do on that screen. I cannot imagine the fear that person had that was working in that store, that he now has just trying to go to work, make a living and go home. And he has three people come in and not just grab a little quick something and run out, but terrorize him for quite some time. Pulling him around, yanking him around, putting guns in his face. This is somebody that's going to get out and behave, who can follow the rules, because you can't even follow the rules in jail. I'm going to sentence you to a term of 25 years in the institutional division.
Here. So the background noise that you heard there, apparently, and according to a report, was the family or that boy's mama, according to a report. Getting mad at the judge. That's too many years. What the? According to a report, the mama mad. That's what you heard in the background. It's got to get worse. And I want you to think about this. Human beings are created in the image of God. And God is love. Where is the love? Salvation, quote unquote, is about a return to the Father. You must return to the Father if you want to be free. But do what you want. Let me go to Canada. Oh, I think I hear the music. When I come back, straight to the calls. I got to take a quick break. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Pules.net. Back in a quick moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, 888-775-3773. The Hake Report. E. White, the guy with the good hair, is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. And then from 9 to 11, The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. A very interesting conversation with Mark Harley, an actor, comedian, and a bodybuilder. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Are you married with kids or something?
I don't have any kids, but we raised the cats together.
The cats?
I'm a cat guy, yeah.
Beta! Beta! Do you have perfect peace?
Perfect peace, no. Because I'm angry as a mother.
Forgive your mother.
Damn! He's cooking.
What is the right thing to do to close the borders?
Big booty Latinas. If that cuts into my pie, I'm pissed.
Would you ever obey a woman?
Not anymore. Oh my God, it's chaos. You're schizophrenic inside here.
Yeah. What the? At 11 a.m. And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And then the American Anchor, baby. You're going to love it. Right after the FallenState.tv. Between 9 and, I mean, not 9, but 12:30, 12:15, somewhere in there, he'll let you know. Right after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And then church or fellowship on Sundays. All are invited. Doors open at 10:30, meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Let me go to Dylan, a first-time call out of Canada. Dylan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Dylan.
I'm excited to watch that Fallen State episode. It looks very interesting.
It was. It was very interesting and fun.
That sounds great, Jesse.
Right.
I have a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time differentiating between if it's evil inside me or if it's my intuition, if it's just thoughts or if something in my body is telling me you shouldn't be doing this out of safety. So I'll give you a little bit of a background. I started dating some girl. It's been probably about a year now. But I haven't been in any long-term relationships or anything like that. I used to be a slut maker. She's been in like her last relationship. It was 5 years. It was toxic kind of thing, and it took her kind of 5 years to get out of that. I've been kind of watching the thoughts about it, and it's been just kind of, it keeps coming back up, and it's been months of me just watching the thoughts, and they're not going away. So I'm just wondering if it's just evil in me or if my body's telling me, no, you shouldn't do this because you know, like the innocence is gone, and I'm just, you know, a bit confused on that.
And your question for me is what?
Is it evil for me to be judging that relationship and want to, you know, still be thinking about it? Or is it just my body saying you shouldn't do this? You shouldn't marry this girl.
You thinking about marrying her?
In the future, yes. Yeah.
How much money have you spent on her already?
Not a lot. Like probably $200 in the last year.
That's a lot.
Well, listen, even McDonald's is pretty expensive nowadays. So.
I know. But here's what I recommend. She just got out of, as you say, a 5-year toxic relationship.
So she didn't just get out of it. It's been 2 years.
Okay,
since then.
But what she's telling you, that the man she was with, she gave him pure hell, and he didn't know how to handle her misery. And if you get into that relationship with her, she's going to give it to you too, even worse.
Yeah, so she told, I kind of knew that. So I kind of was asking her a lot of questions about why she was being combative and all this kind of stuff. But she says she's changed, and I can see that she has truly changed, which is kind of what's keeping me around.
But you haven't seen the change yet. You're not going to see that until she gets you.
Until I put a ring on it?
Until she hooks you in, then you'll see that she's still the same person. What I recommend, though, if you want to date her, just date her, but don't date her, have it in mind that you're going to marry her or anything like that. Don't spend a lot of money on her. Just have a wait and see and give her some times, and you'll see what's really going on with her.
Yeah, okay. And with the 5-year relationship, like, I just can't seem to get over it. It keeps coming up in my brain. Is that just evil, or is that...
Well, all thoughts are all lies all the time. But with her being in a 5-year relationship, it's really too soon for her to be getting with someone else because she has not overcome that. And she will be a lot of problem for you.
And how long would you wait for somebody to overcome something like that?
I wouldn't wait for them to overcome it at all. I will only work on myself, keep my eyes on myself, watching those thoughts, don't believe them, drop the anger, and just take it one day at a time and see what happens.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right. Are you working on yourself?
Yeah. I pray every morning, every night. I forgave both my parents.
Right on. Is she working on herself?
More or less, she prays, but she recently came to Christ. Like she recently became a born again Christian.
Oh Lord, you better run.
Yeah, but she doesn't. She would never quote the Bible against me or anything like that.
Oh
like,
Lord, the sinners always run to Christ.
That's very true.
A born again Christian is still the devil.
Absolutely, I agree.
So just casually date her, don't make promises, don't fall in love, and just have a wait and see, and you will see what to do.
Don't fall in love, eh?
Have you, you've not been married or anything either, right?
No, I'm super young, I'm 24, so.
And how old is she?
she's 25.
Oh, man. Move on, Dylan. Wish
you
her well.
Move on?
Yeah, wish her well. Don't be mad at her. And again, if you want to hang out with her and get to know her, do it that way. But don't make it in a relationship. Have a wait and see.
Have a wait and see. Yeah. Okay, I'll try my best.
Yeah, and don't be spending your money on her.
I would never. I don't even have enough for me. So she doesn't get any.
Have a way to see and don't be thinking. Don't let the devil tell you this is your wife, or she's fine now, or she went to church and all that. Don't fall for it.
Oh no, no, that's not my problem. My problem is actually like staying talking to her because of that 5-year relationship.
Yeah. Well, all thoughts are all lies all the time. So don't believe the thoughts. Just have a wait and see.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna have a wait and see, Jesse. I appreciate it.
All right. I wish you well.
You're doing God's work. You're doing God's work. I wish you well as well.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats. Very nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, pepperoni. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Bert, you, new member.
Thank you, Bert. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a yellow dog.
Oh, nice. Lord. Thank you, Anthony L. I appreciate it.
Larry H. says, somebody better check when Larry's next dermatologist appointment is. Twin Towers has asbestos, which would cost more than the towers combined to be replaced.
Amazing. You don't think they got rid of that? Don't they get rid of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing.
Jennifer D., thank you, Jesse, for trying to unite the races with truth.
Right on. Thank you. We had the women's forum last night, and it was so amazing. I closed my eyes only for a moment, and the moment was gone. Dust in the wind. All I was able to see was dust in the wind. But it was amazing. It was all worth it. The ladies are on their way to the 50th floor this year. Really. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with a looking sideways emoji sticker.
Amazing.
And he, Jesse, your new Fallen State guest, loves his cats a little too much. He has morphed into a human bobcat. The resemblance is undeniable. Cat emoji. Hashtag trans cat. Cat emoji. Another one. Full body.
You heard him say, beta. What you mentioned the cat? It was fun. You're going to love this episode. Thank you.
Sion.
Of the Fallen State.
Handsome hearts emoji. Love your quality shirts, Jesse. And that caller naming Pitbull after you. You only like cats, German Shepherds, Hassan's dog, Sandman, and Border Collies because they're just so cute and hairy. Love you, Jesse. Just rest over the weekend and have sourdough bread, almond butter, or peanut butter with beef sausage, not pork. Not pork sausage.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. Thanks for that, bye. I take it to heart. I appreciate your love. Thank you.
Larry H., Chuck Norris got bit by a snake. And after 3 days of excruciating pain, they had to put the snake down. Because the eyes of a ranger are upon you.
They put the snake down?
Yeah. Because Chuck Norris is so tough that the snake bit Chuck Norris and the snake died.
Oh. Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
amazing.
A whole meme. It's been decades going that Chuck Norris jokes.
I used to like his movies.
Yeah.
Amazing. May his soul rest in peace. Amazing.
Amen. Commander Kim, caller who's been listening for years but never heard JLP promote silent prayer. Same happened to me. Amazing how you can be blind and deaf and not even know.
I know.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thanks. Amazing. Thank you.
And he, biblical question answer.
Let's see here. Have you ever asked yourself whether you are ascending or descending spiritually?
Yes, but whether, quote unquote, ascending or descending, I've come to enjoy knowing I'm in the Father's hands, tan hands, with no seatbelt necessary and enjoying the ride. Roller coaster emoji.
Amazing. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Thank you.
Nikki 313, get it off your chest Friday poem. I wish I was married, they say. What if your most beloved is already at the gate, but you keep on walking the other way?
What that mean?
It's a poem. I don't. You never know.
Oh,
what
that's
poems
a poem.
Mean.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
Heidi, a friend just sent me gossip and slander, and now she's spreading gossip and slander.
Stay away from that friend. Amazing.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you. Amazing.
Oh, and he, oh, him goodness, thanks for putting me in remembrance of that great 80s hit, disc emoji. Was is something I said? Are the voices in your head? Calling LaKeisha. And I think that, I'm not sure. Is that Gloria? Is that Gloria lyrics?
Gloria! Possibly? I don't know. I think I hear your number.
I didn't look it up in advance.
Amazing.
So pardon
thank
my
you.
Butchering of the melody
amazing.
And words. Hashtag flash dance Friday vibes, cool sunglasses from N Heat with another coffee.
Thank you, N Heat. I appreciate it.
Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear, Aries One, Games for Rec, Misty, Kid Combo One, and the rest of the supporters there on the D Live crew.
Thank you, D Live. I appreciate it.
Very nice. And let me just double check. Let me just double check elsewhere. Thank you, guys. I do believe I could be mistaken. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Amazing. Hey, can you react to one video for me?
Yep.
Real fast here. This is from Fox 5. A new survey found that many Generation Z graduates are struggling to adapt to office life. Some company are firing recent hired within months and reconsidered how their young recruit workers, however that is. Watch it from Fox 5.
Let's put up the graphic. Now, these are facts from research. In recent months, 6 in 10 employers fired Gen Z workers fresh out of college. 1 in 6 bosses say they're hesitating to hire recent college grads. 1 in 7 admit that they plan to avoid hiring them altogether next year. 3 in 4 employers found recent grads unsatisfactory in some way, while half of business leaders pointed to lack of motivation to why they didn't work out. Now, here's an HR expert, Gregory Giagrande, taking a deeper dive into why.
It's a combination of things that they grew up in a remote environment, remote learning, and in remote internships, too. Many of them have never actually worked in a real world setting. And now that many employers are requiring people to work in the office, their first job is their first experience actually working in an office.
I'm not very shocked. I think it's just a very hard time for our generation, especially coming out of COVID and everything.
I would agree because I feel like social media, like technology has made people lazy. Like, that's just my thing.
What do you think of that?
That guy looked like he might, and I don't want to speculate, but a lot of young people are using pot, too.
Yeah.
Like, even the quote-unquote good kids, many of them. And like you said about the social media, your brain is not used to focusing on one thing and not getting distracted fast. There's a combination of spoiled culture and things getting more expensive, too, to maintain that spoiled lifestyle. That comfortable lifestyle. So
what's going to happen to the country?
It's going to go downhill. That's why we need those immigrants that Trump said we don't have talent. Shout out.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Let me go to Missouri and talk to first-time caller Seraphim. Am I saying your name right, Seraphim?
Seraphim.
Seraphim, you are on the air.
Thank you. I heard you talk about human nature being evil.
Yes.
And nothing good in it just a while ago.
Right.
I don't understand how this makes any sense according to the Bible. Like, for instance, Genesis 1:31 says God created man, and it was very good. So did God create an evil human nature?
No, God created human in his identity, but what has happened due to the traumas that come from the mothers, they deviated from that, and they went into their imagination and became sons and daughter of Satan. And so they have the devil's nature, and in his nature, there is no love. It's nothing but evil. And that's why God said you must be born again and return to the Father if you want a brand new nature to be of love.
So after Adam's fall, our nature became evil?
Yes. After Adam believed the woman who believed Satan, and Satan became her God, and now through the mother, the nature of evil come through the woman, and it does it to every man, every boy, every girl on the planet. That's why when we become of age, we must repent by forgiving and return to the Father. Then your nature will be of the Father, and it will be of love, and there will be no evil.
But, okay, I see, but didn't in like places like Romans 5:12 or Psalm 51:5, it says that we inherit only the morality and inclination of sin, not the nature itself changing. For instance, when Jesus incarnated into human nature, so Jesus took the evil human nature. Is Jesus evil in nature?
He took on the ego, evil nature of Satan, which was through the man, like the man. And then he died from it. He showed us how to die from it that we may live. And that's what we have to do, all men and women, all males and females, they want to be free. They must die of the ego nature, which is of the devil. And anyone who has anger, resentment, or any of that is of their father, the devil. And there's no love. There's nothing good in them. They're all evil.
This is, wow, so Jesus Christ took an evil nature at the incarnation? That's heresy.
Yeah, he did that so that, because prior to that, Satan owned everybody. He owned everyone. And then he did that so that he could deceive Satan to buy us back. And now all of our sins have been forgiven, but we got to forgive in order to return to perfect love, our perfect nature. He was an example. He showed us. He pointed the way back to the Father by dying from the ego death.
I had the idea that Jesus assumed our nature to heal it. So no healing is possible if the nature is ontologically evil.
The human nature is evil, yes. Until you overcome evil.
Then when you say...
Hold on a minute for me. I forgot to do something. Today is Kurt's birthday. My producer punched the TV, and we ran out of time. Oh. And I forgot to mention it was Kurt's birthday. So one, two, three. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. How old are you today, Kurt?
24.
Amazing. That's amazing. So, Surfer, does that make sense?
No, actually, that doesn't make sense to me at all.
Okay,
how
did you become evil?
It's a privation. Evil is a privation of good.
So how did you become evil? How did you become evil?
My nature isn't evil.
Your nature is evil.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But it can only lack good, so it's a privation.
If it lacks good, that means that it's evil.
But it's not ontological, like evil itself isn't an entity.
Evil itself is an evil spirit or spirits?
So if nature equals evil, then free will and personal responsibility vanishes. So when you say drop anger, if our nature is evil, we can't drop anger. So you just contradicted yourself.
Okay? No, you drop anger by realizing and admitting that you are angry, and then forgive, and then it's gone. It's done.
But if it's my nature to do that, then it's a contradiction.
But you can overcome that nature if you would admit that you are evil. Anyone that has anger is evil. You can overcome that if you are willing to admit that.
Hmm. I feel like this is just like a feeling kind of discussion, not an evidence-based, especially biblical-based. I'm having a hard time following your logic.
Anyone that has anger, anyone that's into thought, they are emotional. They are all about feeling. They have no love. But you know what? Can you call? I'm out of time. Are you able to call me again?
Sure, I can, yeah.
Yeah, call me again. I'm so out of time. I appreciate your call.
God bless you.
You too. Let's see here. William from California. Brady out of Arizona. Joseph out of California. Mark out of L.A., Los Angeles. And I am out of time. Do we have Super Chat? Oh, we did our Super Chat. June, cool. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Be still and know the truth. RevealingTheMan.com/silentprayer. Have a good day. It's amazing. And stay with it. Drop the anger. You have no free will. Drop the anger and you shall be free. Take care. The Hate Report is coming. Then the Fall of State. And then the American Anchor, baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts. The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.
Thank you, Jesse.